Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Thank you very much.
Edith and Archie are alone at the Stivics.
What? What's that all about?
I don't know how to tell you.
They never stopped you before.
Archie, Mike is gonna take a teaching job in California.
Oh, he isn't a horse's patoots. I'd take Laurie and little Joey with him. I ain't gonna let him take my little family way out to the coast 950 miles away.
He's gonna do it, Archie. It's a better job, and he'll get more money. He's gonna be an associate professor, and he's gonna make $21,800 a year.
Don't talk to me about money. I ain't a man who thinks about money. That don't mean nothing to me. He's gonna take away the fair. He's gonna take away my darling little grandson, Joey, just when the kid's beginning to smell good.
I'm gonna miss Joey no matter how he smells.
But why are you sitting on this information? I never heard nothing about this before. Why am I always the last person to hear any kind of news? Here, give me that message.
Oh, no.
Give me it.
No, it's Mike's.
Edith. I just want, you know, before he makes any remittance out there, to talk to him. Maybe I can get him scared of California, see?
Archie, you can't do that.
I don't want to argue with you. Fork it over, huh?
No, I ain't forking.
As Edith hangs on to the phone message, Archie sneaks behind her.
Give me that. Now.
She tucks it into her bra and closes her blouse.
Oh, ain't that lovely? Do you think that suppository is going to be safe for me? Give me that.
Archie reaches into her blouse. She dodges him around the coffee table.
Where did you learn a low-class dodge like that?
Oh, that's a high-class dodge. Betty Davis done it, and Joan Crawford, Claudette Colby, and Loretta Young, they all done this.
They all done this. Well, Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy and Tyrone Power and Archie Bunker all done this.
He reaches into her blouse again, and they fall onto the couch. Archie climbs on her back just as Mike and Gloria arrive home.
Come on, Edith.
I want it.
No,
Gloria covers her mouth, and Mike gapes.
Edith, I gotta have it.
Edith spots Mike and Gloria and raises her brows at Archie. He looks back, then quickly struggles off the couch and stands face to face with Mike. Grinning, Mike shakes his head, delighted.
You're an animal.
Archie glares at him.
I wasn't doing nothing wrong, eh?
Maybe not, but you sure had a hand in it.
You filthy guy.
I didn't think you two did that, huh?
Hush!
Edith gives him the message.
The call came. Honey, they told me that if they call me, that means I got the job.
Oh,
I got the job, honey. I'm going to be an associate professor. I'm going to California. We're going to California.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from.
Shut up. Honey, it's a whole new life for us. New challenges, new experiences, a chance to broaden my intellectual horizons, more money. Honey, we're going to California.
Monica, we're going to California.
Beaming, Gloria turns to Edith. Then Gloria's face drops.
Oh, Gloria, please don't cry.
Wait a minute. Let her cry. She's got a right to cry. Let me tell you something, little girl. I mean, nobody. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody normal thinks about going out to California. I mean, that's the land of fruits and nuts. And every fruit's a little nutty, and every nut's a little fruity.
So what are you saying? There's nothing nice about California?
The only classy thing I know to come out of California is the roller derby.
California is great. Why do you think everybody's moving out there?
Because they're all nuts or they're broke or they're jumping bail or something. Don't you know that California is the home of where it's going to occur the world's worst catastrophe?
Catastrophe?
Yes, dumbbell. Don't you know that California's sitting on a shelf out there? They call that the Pacific Shelf there. There's three states on that shelf, Oregon, California, Missouri. Don't you know the day the big earthquake, them three states gonna be shoved right over that shelf there? They call that the Continental Divide.
What?
Yes, yes, the Pope knew about this years ago. He said it was St. Andrew's fault.
Mike drops his head.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Oh, Archie, I don't think God would push all them people off a shelf.
Oh, what the hell do you know about God? I'll tell you what God would do. He's gonna dump California. He's just waiting till the last of the crazies get out there. And these two here may be the last couple of dummies.
Archie, you're not gonna put a damper on this for me. I'm calling California to give him my acceptance.
Daddy, we had to leave sometime. Now we're all just gonna have to get used to the idea.
All right, let it happen. As the Puerto Rican said as they was reading him his rights, que suru suru.
Yeah, can I have Operator 6 in Santa Barbara, please?
Archie taps his belly.
You got my medicines handy there, Edith?
What medicine?
You know the little pills I take to keep from dying.
Archie.
Oh, you forgot them again there, huh, darling? Yeah. Well, you see, it's this way, little girl. You know, anybody that's got this arterial influxion there, you know, it's where the arterioles, they kind of swell up on you there, see? And then, you know, they could explode all over the wallpaper.
Yeah, thank you very much, Opera. I'll try again later.
Well, then, Daddy, if you're so sick, maybe we should call a doctor, huh?
No, I don't bother with the doctor. No, you don't, no, don't call no doctor because I feel it. Good. It's another crisis past there.
Look, Arch, we know how you feel, but this job is a big opportunity for me. Why do you want to make us feel guilty about it?
Who the hell is trying to make you feel guilty about anything there? Hey, you don't have to feel nothing. Hey, you still don't even have to come to our funerals there. Well, that's all right, little girl. You know, you leave us two here to die alone, you know? And when your mother goes, I'll send you her ashes there. And then later on, after I go, I'll send you mine. And then you'll have all the ashes there and two big urns marked to his and hers, see? So you'll know which one to dust on Mother's Day.
Archie, I think you're looking on the dark side.
Arch, Gloria and I have given this move a lot of thought.
Let me ask you this. Did you give a lot of thought to George Jefferson, the owner of this house, your landlord here, 112 pounds of hate? The only black man I know to cause Abraham Lincoln a honky. Do you think George Jefferson's gonna let you walk out of his house like that?
Yes, I called George Jefferson, and I told him this might happen. We made an agreement. He told me that we could break the lease if we'd leave as soon as he found a buyer. Now I'm calling California and trying him again.
Archie, don't feel bad. If Mike and Gloria are happy, we can be happy.
What
too.
The hell are you talking about, happy? Who's happy? This guy over here is happy, that's all. Look at the face of my little girl over there. Is that happy?
Gloria mopes.
Are you happy, little girl?
Yes, Daddy, I'm happy.
Are you really happy?
Yes, I'm very happy. happy.
Archie jumps up, making Edith fall into his chair.
Will you stop playing the fool?
She gets up, and he sits with Gloria.
Now, you may think you're happy now, but when you get out to California, and little Joey wakes up in the morning and he says, Mommy, where's my little room? You're gonna be happy then, little girl. Look at me. You're gonna be happy then. When he says, where's my little window that I used to look out and see Grandma and Grandpa's house? You're gonna be happy then, little girl. Look at me like that, huh? You ain't gonna be happy then. And when he says, where's my grandpa that took me for walks in the park, tells me fairy stories, put me to sleep at night, you're gonna be happy then, little girl, huh? You're gonna be happy when he says, where's my grandmother to give me chocolate milk and cookies? The sound you just heard is of a breaking heart over there.
Gloria's chin trembles.
And what are you going to say, huh? When little Joey says, where's my grandma, my grandpa? And you'll say, oh, they're still here. They're in them two jugs on the mantelpiece there.
She frowns.
Hey, is that going to make you happy, little girl, huh? Yeah. Don't hold in sadness. It ain't good for you, little girl.
Archie steps to Mike, who's on the phone.
Oh, you're the right kind of a guy to smash up a family.
Thank you very much, Dean Schlosserman. I really appreciate this offer. And my final word is a big yes. That was nothing. It was just some fire engines passing the house. We'll be out there in 2 weeks.
Hey, don't bet on it, funny man.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
I'm a man,
pleased, Archie grins at Gloria, sobbing with Edith.
Let me sit in my chair, huh?
It's my house.
But we said this is my chair when I'm over here, didn't we? Come on, I'm tired. Let me sit down here.
Okay. 2 more weeks, you won't have Michael Stivic to kick around anymore.
Did any more people come to look at the house?
You should see the people Jefferson's sending over here. It was a big, fat dentist nurse, full of perspiration, you know, with a button nose that whistled whenever she breathed. And then, would you believe, a family of midges by the name of the Bambinis?
No.
Oh, I'm sure. You couldn't tell the parents from the kids till the old man lit up a cigar. I was walking around here talking about lowering all the doorknobs.
Well, I hope you didn't say anything to hurt their feelings.
No. I think anything I said went right over their heads. Well, I ain't trying to be, but where do you see the Bambinis?
Oh, my, I wish I'd met them. I like little people.
Well, I'd have tried to haul them for you, Edith, but they slipped right through my fingers.
Why are you so cruel to midgets? What have they ever done to you?
Oh, very little.
He holds his fingers inches apart.
Do me a favor, will you? I'm only going to be here another couple of weeks. Could we say goodbye now so I don't have to talk to you anymore?
Sure, anything you want. Goodbye, arrivederci there, fun voyage, anything you want. You're going out to California, but why don't you just leave your family here?
What?
Yeah, that's a good idea, you know what I mean? Why don't you go out to the West Coast yourself and look for a house out there, you know? Find a house that would make you happy in a neighborhood where there was no whites at all. Then after about 10 years, you can settle with Gloria. Then after about 15 years, you can settle with little Joey when he's old enough to tell you to go to hell.
Edith emerges from the kitchen with a child's bowl.
You ought to think
Gloria,
that over.
Gloria, you want me to pack
Will you stop yourself? You're interrupting what I'm saying. You know, this is getting worse and worse every day. With you, God, I hate this women's power.
I'm sorry.
When a man is on a train, a thought woman, stay off of the tracks. Now, like I was saying
now,
to you...
Now, wait a minute. I ain't sorry because a man was talking. I mean, I was sorry because anybody was talking and I interrupted. If I want to talk, I'll talk.
Waiting, Archie cocks his brow expectantly.
Well, then talk.
Well, I ain't got nothing to say.
We knew that. You
You see, the cause of this is people like you.
Indicating Mike.
And that Gloria Curley Steinway, who was a flop in the piano business. People like you is putting ideas into a poor, simple woman's head, making her think that she actually has something to say. Jeez, that bugs me. I can't tell you how that bugs me.
So what else is new? Everything bugs you.
No, only this here.
Are you kidding? How about religion, politics?
Minorities.
How to raise children.
War.
Peace.
Long hair.
Short hair.
Zucchini.
My relatives.
New Jersey.
Sexual freedom.
My appetite.
Dogs.
Cats.
Goldfish.
Hold it. Come on now, I draw the line on goldfish there. Goldfish happens to be a very fine fish. And a very classy pet to have in the house. You never have to walk a goldfish on a leash. You don't keep you awake barking at night there. Best part about a goldfish is that long before you get tired of looking at it, it dies.
Mike sighs, shaking his head.
Stand by, California. It'll be so good to get out there and breathe some nice fresh smog.
Well, it'll be so good to reach for the icebox without getting a handful of your behind coming out.
They face off over the coffee table.
And it'll be so good to get away from a man who can't read a Tarzan comic without using a dictionary.
Well, it'll be so good to do this to you now. So good that was. That was good. Look that up in the dictionary. You find it spelled with a small... Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
Goodbye.
Archie, I ain't leaving with you two mad at each other.
We've been mad at each other for 8 years. Don't fool with something that works so good.
Archie opens the front door. George Jefferson, a black man in a tailored overcoat, studies Archie with a smirk.
Is this George Jefferson?
Who do I look like, Robert Redford? Step aside, Brooke. I'm here to see Mr. Stimmons.
Oh,
howdy.
Mr. Jefferson.
Hey, how are you?
How's Louise?
Fine, she sends a love.
Aww.
Well. The only dark cloud that never had a silver line.
Well, I could say I'm glad to see you, Bunker, but why lie?
My, this sure does take me back, don't it, Gloria?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Jefferson, could I take your coat?
Oh, no thanks. I'm not going to stay for a few minutes.
Well, why don't we all sit down?
Yeah, we can all sit down.
George starts for the armchair. Archie tries to get there first, his arms flailing. When he's too late, Mike grins.
Mom, why don't you come in the kitchen and help me get some coffee for Mr. Jefferson?
Get me some cake, honey.
Okay.
Hey, Mike. You've done a good job keeping my house in shape.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, talking to houses there, Jefferson. I own my own now, you know. I burnt the mortgage.
You should have kept the mortgage and burned the house.
Don't be a wise guy. My house over there is every bit as good as your house here.
But you did have a fire there last year, Osh, remember? Some loose wires started it.
Yeah. Your people didn't have nothing to do with it.
I wish I'd known about the fire. I could have barbecued some ribs.
Some cake for
thank
you, Mr. Jefferson. Nice big piece for you, sweetheart.
Thanks, honey. Wait a minute. Where's mine?
You don't need no cake, Bunker. You're a fat man.
Edith mouths something to Archie.
Huh?
She repeats.
There ain't enough. I hate this.
Edith frowns in embarrassment.
Mr. Jefferson, have you gotten lucky with any buyers?
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm here. I just sold the house.
Oh, you sold the house.
That's great. Yeah, but there's one problem, Mike. You know, like we agreed, if I found a buyer, you'd have to move out.
Well, we are moving out.
Yeah, I know. But see, this nice family will only buy if they can move in the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow?
Well, what's the rush?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Bambini have to move.
Bambinis, you know what I mean?
They may be short on legs, but they're long on cash. Well, look, I gotta get going.
All right, well, go on. Let me see you to the door there. Hey, you know, I meant to tell you, since the last time I seen you, you see, I don't work on a loading dock no more. I work myself. I'm what you call an entrepreneur.
You've always been something like that.
Yeah, well, that's true. I always had it in me. His voice coming out now. I bought a saloon, so I'm a businessman just like you.
Hey, congratulations! You've come a long way, baby. It's nice to see a white man make it every once in a while. Bye.
Archie returns to his chair.
You know, I guess I know colored people as good as anybody in this world. To this day, I can never figure when they're being serious or not.
Michael, where are we going to live for the next 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Hey, maybe you could share this house with the Bambinis. You know, if you promise to watch your step around.
Well, wait a minute. I know where they can stay.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait and see.
Where?
I'll give you a hint. It ain't far from here. Yeah. It's on Houses Street. And
Archie covers his face except for one bug eye.
It's your old bedroom. It's just waiting for you.
Just when we got that bedroom to stop vibrating.
Gloria sits on Archie's lap as they continue to argue. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer, Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.